Intervju Radija Študent.
I say the words without a sound. Now that you're around, I love. I see your face every day, and your smile never goes away. I never thought I could feel this way. Oh, I get to say
dobar dan, Ljubljana. Od zunije je prelep dan in obeta se prelep glasbeni rokovsko-soulovski večer, kajti v mestu so po nekih dobrih štirih oziroma petih letih znova The Bell Rays, ki za sabo imajo nekaj odličnih albumov, prav tako izjemen novi soulrokovski album Black Lightning. Z nami je na zvezi Liza Kekaula, frontmanka in pevka tega odličnega benda. Liza, hello, welcome to Radio Student, welcome to Ljubljana. Hello, Liza, do we have Liza on the other, imamo Liza na drugi strani. Hi, Liza, can you hear us? Ok, tako le, no, imamo mač, bomo uredili zve telefonske zveze, ta čas se bomo pa prepustili poslušanju skladbe Sun Comes Down. Hi, Liza.
Hello. Hello, I'm right here.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. We're expecting good things tonight in Good France.
You should expect good things because they're coming.
Well, that's great. Is it going to be more of a soul thing or is it going to be a more of a rock thing or a punk thing?
It's great to be the Bell Rays, which is both.
Oh,
so,
that's...
I mean, that's just the way it is. It's not an either or. It just... They go together that way. That's the way they were born.
How do you consider yourself as a singer? Do you consider yourself more of a rock or of a soul singer?
I consider myself to be Liza Kekaula, singer extraordinaire. So it's not either one. It's not a soul singer or a rock singer. This is just what I do. And I think that's been a big thing with people trying to figure out what category to put us in. They think too much about where it should be instead of, hey, I really like this. So I'm not even going there anymore.
I understand that, but my question was more going into the direction of asking you in what kind of material that do you feel more comfortable with lately? More
just stuff that speaks to me. I mean, to me, a good song has nothing to do with the genre. A good song can be a country song. A good song can be a dance song. A good song can be a soul song. If it's a good song, I'm into it. It really doesn't matter which way it goes. And I know that might not answer the question the way that you'd like to hear it or the way that most people would like to hear it, because it makes it easier if you can just say it's this genre or it's that genre. But to me, that's really narrow thinking. And that's kind of the state of music today is very narrow in that view.
Well, don't worry. You know, I'm very glad the way that you answered, because, and I think that listeners of Radio Student are very educating in terms of music, and they do understand that good music comes out of melting different genres,
yeah,
and not defining things. But then again, everything is about the emotions. So you are combining two types of emotion. Well, lately, in the repertoire of the Bell Race, you've introduced also your own songwriting, as you and Bob have taken over the duties also of songwriting the whole of the material, almost all the material of the Bell Race on the last two albums. How does it influence, or how did it change the way you are approaching the singing of the songs?
It obviously has a more, it's 50-50 female. You know what I mean? It's got a feminine mystique to it now that it didn't possibly have before. I'm not saying that men can't write in that way, but it definitely has one that's a bit more tailored to the way that I feel and what drives me. And it's a lot more risky. I mean, as soon as you start getting involved in that, I mean, there's something really fun about writing, about singing someone else's song, about taking, you know, about not having that connection to actually having written it. And I still have that with Bob. There's a bunch of songs that Bob wrote that where I just get to interpret it the way that I see it, which I think is really a cool viewpoint as well.
Me personally, I really like the last two albums because I feel that you've become a more song-oriented band than the sound and attitude-oriented band that you and rhythm-oriented band that you were in the first 10 years. I would say
so. Thank you. I appreciate that, and I like that distinction that you made too.
Well, thank you. The question would be, you know, the question would be also now how. Did you have experience with writing songs before, but you have not recorded them, or you started songwriting when Tony Faith left the band?
No, I had been doing that before. It's just Tony was so prolific; he just wrote so much, and he was also very territorial. I think it was something that he really liked to just kind of have control over.
All right.
But it's one of those things too, where somebody can only give what you give them. So it's not all him, you know. It was something too that I liked. I liked singing a lot of the songs that he. I'm a big fan of the way that he wrote songs, still to this day. But it's just different now, you know. It's like it's a relationship that's over, that's changed. That I'm glad it was there, but it's just it's different now.
Is this the Bell Race phase two since the album Hard, Sweet, and Sticky?
Dude, we've had so many phases. Tony leaving was not even near phase one. Not even near. We've been around for 20 years, and Bob started out being the guitar player, and he's back to where he should be. And we have a great set of guys playing with us, Steph and Justin, and it's just awesome. I mean, this is the most fun. It's one of the best tours we've ever been on. It's just great, and the record is fabulous. I mean, I want for nothing right now.
You're saying it's the best tour you're having. Is it because of the recognition that you're getting among the audience, that the audience knows you better and understands? Or
you know, I don't know. I mean, the thing about recognition is I don't know. That's a weird thing because we've been around for so long, and we obviously don't do it for the recognition. Because it's something that we must do. But it's nice for people to say, "Hey, I really love the record." That's not something we've never heard before, but I think with this record, it's definitely different. It's a different sounding record. It's a more accessible record, if that term is a good one to use. It's one that I've heard a lot that people mention.
Yep.
I like it. I mean, I like what we came up with. Not I like the recognition that comes from it, but I'm glad that I have a product that I really believe in.
Have you been thinking about that the moment for soul singers and soul vibrations and soul emotions in the music is better than it was five or even or 15 years before?
I mean, it depends on what you call the music. You know, what the music industry puts out and what I've been putting out. I mean, to me, I've been doing this my whole life. So So I don't know what everybody's been talking about that has been missing. You know, it's always been there. People are looking for it. Solomon Burke was around and singing long before he died, and people just weren't paying attention to it. I don't know what else can happen. You know, somebody's always looking for a new packaging in order to show something that's already been there, you know.
Yeah, I know, I know. I do agree with you. I mean, there are people, there are circles of people, and there are few listeners, so people who have personal taste, who have always been around in soul, and then the singers have been exposed, and they've been making albums and so on. Solomon, Wilson, and new singers, old singers, but it hasn't been exposed in the public. And I think that the fact that some singer says, Amy Winehouse and the bands around Deptown Records, and
you don't even need to bring that name up with me.
What?
that's not even part of this conversation. I mean, that's one of, to me, that's a source of, it's good, but it's still not what it's about. And I regret that's the way that things like that need to be legitimized, where, you know, obviously that band has been around playing for somebody else who you know. And it just doesn't make any sense. So,
how lately you've worked? You've been very prolific, and you've been very active with collaborations throughout the years with other artists who wanted to have you because of your phenomenal and unique voice. Lately, you've been working with Dennis Coffey, a Detroit guitar legend. What kind of experience did you have? What kind of time? How was it working with Dennis? Because he hasn't been active in terms of studio work for years now.
No, actually, it was really an honor to be asked to do it. And I unfortunately didn't actually get to work with him directly. It was all done over, I mean, now with today's technology, people can just send you tracks and you can work on them that way. So that's the way that I worked on it. But I'm really looking forward to, I think there's going to be a performance in June at the Troubadour.
Okay.
I get to work with Dennis, so I'm really excited.
You've been working with some great names and some really, really influential and important artists in rock history. For instance, you've also toured with Dennis, with and Wayne and MC5, so to speak.
Yeah.
What did that bring to you as a performer, as an artist, as a musician?
I mean, it's beyond a dream, because you don't even think like something like that would even happen. When you listen to these bands and there's something that you're trying to do, something you're, a level that you're trying to reach, and then all of a sudden you get asked to actually play with these people. It's an honor beyond being able to really describe what happened. But I mean, it obviously changes you. You know, you're able to, you look at music a different way. You keep tidbits that you find out from these people in the back of your head at all times, and I mean, it just becomes a part of your psyche.
I understand. So you would say that also improved the way you're approaching and performing now with the Bell Rays?
I think it definitely has an influence. I mean, I think the other thing that I have with the Bell Rays is the life experience with the Bell Rays. It's been a very unique experience in that we've, you know, I still don't know of any other bands like us. And we've never really had an environment that kind of goes with along with what we do. You know, a scene that kind of follows what we do. So it's, you know, people say we're garage, but we're not really garage, and we're not really accepted into that, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, we just keep doing what we do because we must, because it's what's in us, and that's why we do it.
You're creating great emotion here, and you're sending out great energy. It's been 20 years now, is it? So the band started in 1991, you and Bob.
Uh-huh. Actually, 1990.
It was in 1990, okay, because
yeah.
I've seen two dates. There, somewhere it's written 1990,
no,
somewhere it's 91. So, well, you're also a married couple, right?
Yes.
Have you been a couple before starting the band, or that?
Yes.
So basically, it's first your personal history together, and then the band history.
That's right. That's the way it went.
But what was it? You've connected through music, or you've decided to? It was the mutual influence afterwards that made you create the band.
I mean, it's kind of a cool story, because I was singing jazz really, and that's kind of where I was living with it. And then we got together, we got married, had a baby, and then we wanted to figure out how we could stay married. And the best way was for us to be in one band, and I was in a rock band, so There it is.
Oh, that's a great love and rock story. And now it's obvious where all the love and soul comes from.
It's real. It's like it's not a. This isn't something you could bottle up or kind of figure which way you want it to go. It's gonna go like it's supposed to go.
And what is your son, daughter saying of your music?
Our daughter, she loves the fact that we've always followed our dreams and just kept doing whatever we wanted to do, because this is, I mean, to me, I couldn't ask her to do that if I didn't do it myself.
Aliza, you are performing tonight in Ljubljana. This is the second time. We know it's about love. We understand it's about love when you talk about bell race. But how would you sum up the message that you are that the bell race are spreading out, have been spreading out in 20 years?
The best way to put it is we just do what feels good, and you get what you give, and we give a lot. So I think we get a lot, and that's the thing that I tell everybody that comes to our show. The more you give, the more you get.
Well, thank you very much, Aliza, for this short conversation, and have a great time tonight on the stage of Kud Franz Zipper Stern in Ljubljana, and hope to see you again in Ljubljana for many, many more times. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Kot smo večkrat povedali tekom pogovora in povedali v ta teden in v današnjem programu Radio Študent, The Bell Race na coju Kudu Franz Zipper Stern, to bo zelo dobra, vsaj zelo dobra rock and soul predstava. Zaključil bomo tale intervju z komadom, ki je poln rockovskega naboja in solovskih emocij. To je skladba On Top, ki prihaja z njihovega novega albuma Black Lightning, in do slišanja. Dobro igrajte, dobro zgledajte in širite ljubezen.
Intervju Radija Študent.